This is a spoiler review for Solo, a Star Wars story. Starring a bunch of folks you may or may not know. First being the lead actor, which is Alden Ehrenreich? I probably said that wrong, but hey, we're going to roll with it. Also, Jonas Sutanmo? Said that wrong again also, but I'm okay with it. Also, Woody Harrelson, easy enough. Amelia Clarke, Donald Glover, kind of messed up on his name as well. Not sure why. And Thandi Newton. Yes. So if you haven't watched this movie, then you should definitely put this on pause. Come back to it later, because I'm about to spoil the crap out of this movie. So the synopsis is as follows. And you can find this on Rotten Tomatoes. So board the Millennium Falcon and journey to a galaxy far away, far, far away, in the Solo, a Star Wars story, an all-new adventure with the most beloved scoundrel in the galaxy, through a series of daring escapades deep within the dark and dangerous criminal underworld. Han Solo meets his mighty future co-pilot, Chewbacca, and encounters the notorious gambler Lando Calrissian in a journey that will set the course of one of the Star Wars saga's most unlikely heroes. So yeah, that's almost exactly what the movie's about. Point for point, I can say. Seriously can't say that. So my first thoughts on what's good about this movie is the fact that it's action-packed. Like, from at least 80% of the movie, it's like action, action, action. Not too much story, which I'm okay with, because certain stories, you could leave the fans to actually figure it out on their own and have it where the action drives the story a little bit more instead of being too much talking. Plus, you don't want to hear Han talk for 80% of the movie. You want to see what he's going through, all these famous stories he's been through, and especially the main gist of the whole movie, which is the Kessel Run. So that happens. The Kessel Run is a pretty good run. A lot of mischievous things happen in the whole run. You see the bot that's with Lando get destroyed, kind of. And that bot is a very special bot, to be honest. Because when it comes down to it, that's the reason why they're able to do this Kessel Run to begin with. Because her processor, I believe, or her core memory is the most advanced navigating system, I believe, for what they mentioned. So that played a huge part in them being able to get through the route they took to do it under, like they said under 12, but it was mentioned that it was more a little bit over 12, which, all right, I guess that's fine. You could embellish the truth a little bit, and I wouldn't be too angry. So that worked out well. The meeting up between Chewbacca and Han was pretty good. I actually liked it. I liked the fact that, you know, he's the monster underneath that killed everyone else, but was able to, you know, help out Han in his time of need. So I'm guessing this is what caused, you know, the debt that Chewie owed Han. So that's cool. I didn't really mind it. For the most part, it really didn't bother me what happened in that scene. I really was trying to get through the whole movie to say, all right, let's make the action happen. Let's see what comes about this whole story. Besides that, the love triangle was all right. It wasn't a worse thing to have, but I kind of feel like you could have left it out of the whole movie, and I would have been fine to begin with. You see a lot of action with Woody Harrelson's character, and it foreshadowed for the future of his character through the whole movie, which was kind of weird. I didn't really like it too much on that kind of aspect, but for his character, it felt fine. Another good thing was the graphics. I like the graphics. CG-wise, looked pretty amazing. The Millennium Falcon looked brand new and crisp and pristine. It felt like it was just a well-oiled machine, which I really like when coming down to the Star Wars franchises, of how it respects its vehicles of sorts. So it's kind of cool to see that. All in all, pretty solid movie. And the most thing you'll take away from is like action, like heavy action. Which brings me to the not so great parts. The parts I didn't like too much. I didn't like the fact that the villain was kind of not really a villain. The turnaround's kind of foreshadowed, because Woody Harrelson's line, you heard in the trailer, if you watch the trailer, the same line he gave to Han's character, it comes back at the end of the movie. He betrays the group, and of course, Han has put him down, which I saw that coming. It's one of those things where it's like, you didn't need this in the movie, I'm good. And then the Kira character, she stays behind, so she doesn't go with Han. So the whole reason why he did this whole thing was to be with her, and it happens to be like she's with the villain of the story. I'm okay with not having it either. It felt weird having that in general, just because it's not needed. It really isn't needed. All I need you to put in a movie is Han meets Chewie, he does the Kessel Run, you figure out how exactly he did it, and then that's basically it. And then throw some action in there, maybe some tears, maybe some jokes, and I'm fine with that. Another thing I didn't like was the fact that the Kessel Run wasn't as grand as I thought it would be. I think when mentioned in the previous movies, the prequels, and even the original ones, that was a big thing. It was like 12 parsecs was the bee's knees. And I thought originally it was just Chewie and Han, possibly, just doing this whole Kessel Run and making it happen. And maybe someone else is helping out a little bit. But when it comes down to it, it seems like it was a good like 6, 7, 8 people that helped out. Plus the navigation system was the best of its kind. So it's like, it sounds like you had a very high chance of getting that Kessel Run done. And the fact that you did in 12 parsecs, that's cool. But even then, you went in a straight line through the mystery zone, which no one ever did before. So I hands off to you for that one. But still, yet it's like it kind of cheapens the whole 12 parsec Kessel Run because of that one thing they had to put in there. I think the fact that these movies that come out that are prequels, it kind of sullies the whole Star Wars mythos of sorts, because now you're semi-backtracking. One, you know the heroes are not going to die. I wasn't fearful of Han's life or even Chewie's life, because they come back. They're there. They're there to old men and whatnot. So I didn't have any fear for them. So it really didn't help out with that kind of aspect. So those are my major things I didn't like about it. I'll say the thing I would change about this whole movie would be possibly adding in a few special cameos from other folks. The Darth Maul cameo was okay, but it felt not needed because I don't really care about his character. The only reason I like this character is because the whole fight scene in the prequels. That's probably the only thing I like about the prequels, is the whole fight scene with him and Qui-Gon and Obi-Wan. But besides that, I don't need to see Darth Maul. I care less about his character. I kind of wish there was more of a connecting piece between that and the other Star Wars movie. It felt like it was its own thing on the side, which it didn't help at all. I think that's one reason why it didn't do so well. But for me, you know, that's one thing I would change. Like, bring in more cameos, lean on the universe you have already, so you can make sure that this movie does the best it can be. So, yep, that's my review of Star Wars. Oh, Star Wars. Can I say that? Solo, a Star Wars movie. If you thought the same thing I thought, please let me know down below. If you didn't, then let me know either way. I love feedback, for sure. You can find me on all the social medias at Dwight Antc. That's DWIGHTANTC. Again, that's DWIGHTANTC. And I'll catch your viewers next time.